天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。不知道你们是否有过算命、占卜星座、玩塔罗牌的经历，或者一直以来以自己为神。记得我小的时候，一次填写同学录，有一行填写我的偶像是谁，我想来想去，就写下自己两个字，还颇为自豪。其实，对于占星和一切拜拜的方式都是很危险的。下面麦克牧师就和大家分享巴比伦的奥秘。那我们把时间交给麦克牧师。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
谢谢你收听这个节目。
We are in the midst of a very exciting series of messages.
我们正在讲一系列令人非常兴奋的信息。
If you are joining us for the first time, we are in the middle of a series of messages called The Garden versus the City.
如果你是第一次收听这节目的话，我们正在讲的系列题目叫《花园与城市》。
The Garden is the Garden of God.
花园是指神的花园。
And the city is the city of man.
城市是指人所建造的城市。
In our last broadcast, we started looking at Babylon, the mother of all modern cities.
上一次节目里，我们说到所有现代城市之母，也就是巴比伦。
The Bible speaks of the mystery of Babylon.
圣经说到巴比伦的奥秘。
Last time, I promised that I would tell you about that mystery.
上次我答应大家这次会讲关于这奥秘的事。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 5,
启示录十七章第五节，
Babylon is called the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth.
巴比伦就是世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
What is the mystery of Babylon?
巴比伦的奥秘是什么？
To put it simply, it is this.
简单的来说就是，
Babylon is any city that rejects biblical revelation and chooses instead to follow falsehood.
巴比伦就是任何反对圣经真理而选择跟随虚妄的城市。
Babylon is any society that rejects biblical revelation and chooses instead to follow falsehood.
巴比伦就是任何反对圣经真理而选择跟随虚妄的社会。
Babylon is any institution that rejects biblical revelation and chooses instead to follow falsehood.
巴比伦就是任何反对圣经真理而选择跟随虚妄的学说。
Babylon is any church that rejects biblical revelation and chooses instead to follow falsehood.
巴比伦就是任何反对圣经真理而跟随虚妄的教会。
In fact, in the original Babylon,
事实上，第一个巴比伦是
Nimrod himself became deified as the chief god.
建造巴比伦的宁录，他把自己奉为神，甚至想成为众神之首。
From Genesis 11 to Revelation,
从创世纪十一章一直到启示录。
Babylon became synonymous with the rejection of the true God.
巴比伦一词跟抵挡真神成为同义词。
In fact, all of the worship of false gods and goddesses of the pharaohs in India and Rome and Greece were all originated from Babylon.
事实上，所有拜假神的，如埃及的法老、印度、罗马、希腊等国，都源自巴比伦。
The citizens of Babylon had a vision for a city without God.
巴比伦人的梦想是一座没有神的城。
But secondly, they had a vision for stealing God's glory.
第二，他们梦想窃取神的荣耀。
Most of the Bible translators speak of the Tower of Babylon that would reach to heaven.
大部分的圣经翻译都说到巴别塔高达天上。
The truth is, these Babylonians were not that foolish.
其实巴比伦人没有那么愚蠢。
They did not think that they would literally reach and touch heaven.
他们并非想筑一座真能高达天顶的塔。
This verse does not mean literally touching heaven.
这节圣经的意思不是按字面来解释的，真的高达天顶。
If they were talking about a tower that would reach to heaven,
如果他们真想要建一座高达天顶的塔，
they would have at least gone up to the mountains to build it.
至少他们应该到山上去建造。
That way they would give themselves a few thousand feet head start.
这样他们就可以从数千尺的高度开始建造。
But they were building in the valley of Shinar.
但他们却在示拿平原建造。
Which is almost at sea level.
示拿平原大概在海平线的位置。
The Hebrew words of reaching heaven is a figure of speech.
希伯来语高达天顶是一种隐喻的说法。
Let me explain this.
让我来解释一下。
The top of the building was dedicated to the worship of the zodiac.
塔顶是专用来拜黄道十二宫的星座的。
And that is why I said to you in our last broadcast that there is a Babylonian revival in the world these days.
这就是为什么我在上次节目中告诉大家，近日有巴比伦复兴运动。
Because all of the astrology and the lining up of the stars.
因为所有的占星术和星象学。
It all began here in the Tower of Babel.
都是从巴别塔开始。
The tower was simply a temple in which they worshipped the stars.
这座塔成为他们膜拜星象的庙宇。
It was a place where they divided the sky into sections.
他们在这里把天际划分为不同的区域。
It was taught that a person's destiny was determined by which section they were born under.
他们被教导每一个人的命运是受到他们出生的时辰所属的星座所影响。
In fact, from Babylon, astrology passed on to the entire world.
事实上，占星术就是由巴比伦流传给整个世界。
The pharaohs took the Babylonian religion and mixed it with the worship of the Nile and came up with their own form of animism.
埃及的法老将巴比伦宗教和崇拜尼罗河混合一起，成为他们的泛灵信仰。
The pyramids were constructed in a relationship to the stars.
金字塔的建筑是跟星象有关系的。
The Sphinx has a head of a woman symbolizing Virgo, the virgin.
狮身人面像有一女人头，象征处女星座。
It has the body of a lion symbolizing Leo.
狮子身象征狮子星座。
Virgo is the first sign of the zodiac.
处女座是黄道十二宫的第一宫。
Leo is the last.
狮子座是最后一宫。
So the Sphinx, which means joining, is the meeting point of the zodiac.
所以狮身人面像的意思是联合，是黄道十二宫的集合点。
And that is why hundreds of thousands of New Age followers from the West go to visit the pyramids.
这就是为何成千上万的新纪元运动跟随者从西方来到金字塔。
They went to be there during the new millennium.
他们在新千禧年的时候去那里。
The Jews, after 400 years in Egypt,
犹太人在埃及住了四百年后，
they left Egypt believing all of this false teaching.
他们离开埃及，但却接受了这些虚假的学说。
That is why God warns them in Leviticus 19:31 and Deuteronomy 18 against the worship of the stars.
这就是为什么神在利未记十九章三十一节和生命记十八章警告他们不可拜天上的星象。
Why?
为什么？
Because worshiping of the stars is a disguised form of worshiping demons.
因为拜星象其实就是变相的拜魔鬼。
In reality, all of these who follow the stars and the horoscope are worshiping Satan and his demonic forces under the guise of signs and planets.
事实上，所有拜星、相信星座占卜都变成拜撒旦，只不过撒旦将其魔力掩饰在星象之下而已。
The Babylonians were stealing God's glory and giving it to Satan.
巴比伦人窃取了神的荣耀，而将之奉给撒旦。
There are many believers who are steeped into astrology.
有很多信徒深深陷入占星术中。
Whether they know it or not, they are worshiping Satan.
不论他们知道与否，其实他们都在拜撒旦魔鬼。
The Tower of Babylon, in its lofty grandeur, symbolizes a perversion of the true revelation of God's plan of redemption.
高大宏伟的巴别塔象征着对神的真正救赎计划的歪曲。
It is stealing God's glory and giving it to the devil.
偷窃了神的荣耀而将之献给魔鬼。
It is robbing the creator of the stars of his splendor and attributing it to the devil.
他们夺取星宿创造者的荣耀而将之奉送给魔鬼。
It is the rejection of the truth.
这是反抗真理。
It is a deliberate choice to follow the deception and falsehood of Satan.
是故意选择追随撒旦的虚妄。
Here is how Satan operates.
这就是撒旦的一贯伎俩。
First,
第一，
As a supreme angel in heaven, he wanted to be God.
撒旦曾是天上的天使长，他却要成为神。
He deceived one third of the angelic beings to follow him.
他蒙骗了三分之一的天使追随他。
God threw him out of heaven.
神将他们逐出天庭。
Next, he deceived Adam and Eve into distrusting and doubting of God's word.
跟着他欺骗亚当夏娃去怀疑神的话。
Thus, he got them thrown out of the garden.
使得他们被逐出花园。
And then he deceived Cain to worship God in Cain's way, not God's way.
然后他欺骗该隐用自己的方法，而不按神的意思去敬拜神。
This led to the destruction of the earth by the flood.
以至于后来洪水毁灭了大地。
Satan deceived Ham's descendants into worshiping him by worshiping the zodiac.
撒旦欺哄韩的后裔，透过拜黄道十二宫来拜他。
And they caused their utter confusion and destruction.
引致他们最终口音变乱而分散全地。
Today, he is doing the same thing with this generation.
今天撒旦在我们中间仍然做着同样的事。
Satan gets people to focus on the blessings and ignore the one who gives the blessing.
撒旦令人只看重祝福而漠视那一位赐福的神。
This will ultimately bring down the wrath of God upon the world.
这样最终会带来神对全世界的震怒。
The people of Babylon had a vision for a city without God.
巴比伦人的梦想是一座没有神的城。
They had a vision for stealing of God's glory.
他们的梦想是掠夺神的荣耀。
But finally, the people of Babylon had a vision for self-glory.
最后，巴比伦还有一个梦想，就是自我荣耀。
Listen to what they said.
听听他们怎么说的。
They said, "Come, let us make bricks."
他们说，来吧，我们要做砖。
Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower.
来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔。
Why?
为什么？
Verse 4 of Genesis 11 tells us why.
创世纪十一章四节告诉我们为什么。
So that we make a name for ourselves.
我要传扬我们的名。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你仔细听我要告诉你的。
Self-preservation is God's gift to us to survive in the world.
自我保存是神给我们的恩赐，使我们可以在世上延续下去。
But like all of Satan's deceptions and confusion,
但是就像所有撒旦欺骗的手法，
He takes a gift and turns it into an idol.
他把神的恩赐变成偶像。
The gift of self-preservation and survival is turned into self-worship.
他把自我保存和延续生命的恩赐变成了自我崇拜。
The gift of self-protection is turned into an idol of falling in love with ourselves.
他把自我保护的恩赐变成一种自恋狂的偶像崇拜。
Today in the world, the most dominating god among all people is the idol of self.
今天世上对很多人来说，最大的神就是奉自己为偶像。
An inordinate number of magazines are totally dedicated to self-absorption and self-worship.
越来越多的杂志都以自我专注和自我崇拜为主要内容。
In the West, there is a very popular magazine called Self.
在西方有一份很受欢迎的杂志，名叫《自己》。
Today, we spend most of our resources, our energy, our time, and our focus on ourselves.
今天我们花很多自己的资源、自己的能力、自己的时间，全都集中在自我身上。
This powerful God of self knows no limit.
自我之神拥有无穷的力量。
This powerful God of self has no boundaries.
自我之神毫不受限制。
This powerful God of self resides everywhere, including among believers.
这自我之神无处不在，甚至也在基督徒身上。
This powerful God of self invades all territories.
这个自我之神无孔不入，
including the Church of Jesus Christ.
包括了耶稣基督的教会。
This powerful God of self is conquering and defeating even some of the saints.
这个自我之神甚至战胜了一些圣徒。
But our God is a jealous God.
但是我们的神是一位忌邪的神。
Our God does not like any rivals.
我们的神不喜欢敌对者。
Our God does not accommodate to other gods.
我们的神不容纳其他的神。
Our God does not negotiate with other gods.
我们的神不向其他神妥协。
So the consequences of worshipping of the stars and the consequences of self-focus of the Babylonians were terrible.
所以膜拜星象和巴比伦人的自我中心造成了可怕的后果。
And God sent them confusion.
神令他们变乱口音。
They assembled their council to defy God.
他们联合起来叛逆神。
They assembled their council to ignore God.
他们联合起来轻视神。
They assembled their council to steal God's glory.
他们联合起来抢夺神的荣耀。
They assembled their council for self-glory.
他们联合起来荣耀自己。
So God assembled his council.
于是三一真神来到。
Look at verse 7 of Genesis 11.
请看创世纪十一章第七节。
Come, let us go down and confuse their language.
我们下去，在那里变乱他们的口音。
The council of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit met.
三一真神是圣父、圣子和圣灵。
And God's counsel always prevails.
三一真神永远长存。
Those who continue to worship the God of self,
那些保持崇拜自我之神的人
will always be frustrated.
会永远感到挫败。
the bubble of their success will burst at the first touch.
他们自以为成功，却像泡沫般一触即破。
The fruit of their desire will be like sand in the mouth.
他们欲望的果子变成口中的泥沙。
The council of the Babylonians said, "Let's go up."
巴比伦的群众说，让我们上去。
God's council said, "Let's go down."
三一真神说，让我们下去。
You know, when you stand on the ground looking up to a tall building, it looks gigantic.
你知道，当你站在地面往上观看一座高楼，看起来十分宏伟。
But when you fly over it, it looks so tiny.
但当你从上飞越它时，它看来很渺小。
With all of our intellectual and scientific big talk,
我们那些伟大、蛮有智慧的科学言论
，from on high we look like a speck of dust to God.
在高天的神眼中，只不过是一粒微尘。
With all of our financial wealth and power,
我们雄厚的金钱和权力
，from heaven we look like ants.
在天上看来，我们像蚂蚁。
The only true significance is found when we accept the invitation of the one who said the following.
唯有当我们接受那位真神的邀请时，我们才得着最重要的真理。他说，
Come unto me all who are thirsty, and I will give you drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Come unto me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
God's invitation to us is come.
神邀请我们来。
This means that you still have a chance.
意思是你仍然有机会。
Because there is mercy in God.
因为神是有恩慈的。
Forsake the God of self.
抛弃自我之神吧。
Humble yourself before God.
在神面前谦卑下来。
He will give you eternal salvation.
他会给你永恒的救恩。
God will rescue you from the judgment that is coming upon the world.
神要把你从世界末日的审判中拯救出来。
God will assure you of his grace and his garden city of heaven.
神要赐给你恩典和天上的花园。
Will you accept his invitation?
你愿意接受他的邀请吗？
It is our sincere desire that your answer will be yes.
我们深深期望你说愿意。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
颂扬那造眼睛的主，因为万事他都看见。
非常感谢您的收听，亲爱的朋友，我们现在生活在巴比伦的世界中，但是我们是如此的渺小，我们想知道天机，却不知道我们始终是在地上。神是比天还高的，他看我们是如此渺小，但神并不是高高在上的，他愿意与我们和好，和我们做朋友，为了表示诚意，他甚至牺牲了自己最爱的独生子耶稣基督，为我们背负之前叛逆的罪。所以让我们谦卑下来，坦诚地去接受真神的爱和救恩吧。再次感谢您的收听，愿神祝福你们，我们下期再见。
方向，保护着你生命在前方。